It's one of those days where to-dos are all over the place. On today's list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m., returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9, scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash PM, and picking up Cousin Rick at Reagan at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands, at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included, which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at zipcar.com.
Amplify your career through training and development solutions specifically designed for federal government professionals. From courses to help you attain or retain certification, to individualized coaching services, to programs that hone your leadership skills and business acumen, Management Concepts optimizes your professional development. Online, in person, individually, or groups, it's training that's measurably better. Learn more at managementconcepts.com. That's managementconcepts.com.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day I'm hustling, every day.
You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
Because when he has been in the bright lights and enjoying his time, having fun and lapping it up, no problem, you're the big celebrity. You're in the bright lights, I've been in the dark, in the trenches, in the gym.
BoxingVoice.com.
People ask me, when does Cam start? Cam started as soon as I bet TF in my Lopez. As soon as I batted him and took all his belts, Cam started the next day.
He's a good villain, though.
Do you feel it, Charles?
Could have bought anybody. Lomachenko, Devin Haney. Unfortunately, Lomachenko's not available. Beautiful. Devin Haney, step up. Now we'll take your belt.
This is Sparta!
SDS Promotions.
But he says... as a king. What's a king to an emperor?
You are now locked into the Boxing Voice live from Las Vegas with Nesta Gibbs and Ringwalk Danny.
Let's start with this. I'm a creative genius.
SDS.
And now, the most dangerous producer on YouTube, Brandon in Houston.
Brandon in Houston.
You're now locked into the king of all boxing podcasts, The Boxing Voice. Jab that like button.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
What is it? Is it that they don't like the Charlos? You like the Charlos?
The unified WBA, WBC, and IBF 154-pound champion of the world.
I'm happy, not angry, I'm passionate.
The WBC middleweight champion of the world.
No, I think you're a great fighter. And
I
like,
know that. I know that already.
They say, oh, the Charlos ain't fought nobody. Duh, because they don't want to fight them.
Like I said, I went to the top already. I've seen the bottom before. At the top, I've seen the bottom. I went back down to the bottom and shot back the fuck back up. Now what they mad at me for?
It's not like old school boxing. With a best fight the best no more. It's about politics. It's about who you know, who you are, who, if you got a crowd behind you.
Sit your ass in your way to business. It's
told you not to fuck out. I'm a knockout artist, baby.
And we stand by lines only, just like we made this up. We gon' ride with it. We gon' ride with it till the day we die.
Jermell. Jamal. Charlo.
SDS Promotions.
Shut the fuck up, you little prick.
Yeah?
Yeah, prick. Come on, get him out of here.
Okay, you're getting out of here.
Yeah, move him out of here.
SDS Promotions.
Fury's the name, and fucking fighting's the game. His heart's rattling now, his balls have sunk up inside of him. There's a man here that's going to annihilate your daughter.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
The heavyweight champion of the world, the greatest fighter that's ever lived, ever laced a pair of boxing gloves on, ever stood in a boxing arena. Me, the Gypsy King.
Fury, under the hands of Sugar Hill, is just a different beast. He's a different monster.
Joshua's a coward. Usyk a pussy, and Dillian White don't want to fight. So if you can prove me wrong, get to fucking fighting. These are all coward bum dossers. I'll annihilate the lawyers and destroyers. Submit yous. Tap you bitches out.
Fury's just too intelligent. When he has to box, he boxes. When he's got a triple jab, he triple jabs.
If he holds a handful of stones and throws them at me, he may have a chance of landing something. Chicken! Joshua, where are you? Where are you, AJ? AJ!
Dillian White's a bitch. I want to see you. You've got to fight me anyway.
Taking supernatural strength. Fury throwing it up. That's it. It's over. Russell Moore waves it off.
SDS Promotions.
I'm going to smash your face in, too. There's not one thing you can do about it.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, joined alongside Ringwalk Danny, and we're here to discuss the breaking news. The truth, Earl Spence hires a new manager by the name of Adrian Clark. Lucky for us, we've had him on this show and do have a relationship with Adrian. He's been on even in the new studio when we're at the Wynn. He wrote an amazing book titled, what was that white and black book that I love so much? Fight it. I'll find it because I'm sure it's on his, bio or something like that all over the internet. That being said, a lot of speculation, Danny.
Isn't it Dark Horse?
That's it. The Dark Horse. And he's so young, so it's fitting, right? Because it's like the Dark Horse manager, the Dark Horse in boxing. You know, the man behind the scenes getting things done. But a lot of speculation. People are wondering whether that means that, Errol Spence has gotten rid of Al Heyman, longtime advisor Al Heyman.
A lot of speculation, but that is not the case.
That is not the case.
Earl made sure to clear that up for everybody.
Well, not only Earl, but obviously, Adrian Clark himself. This is the book, though. If you want to get it on Amazon, it's definitely worth the read. It has the story in there of when Adrian Clark, the boxing manager back then, struck a deal for Errol Spence to fight Miguel Cotto. That's a deal Earl obviously did not take. Saddam Ali eventually took that and beat Miguel Cotto, making history. Many people will not remember that Cotto injured his arm in that fight. And that's, obviously some of the reasons that he lost that fight. But, yeah, the facts are we did speak to Adrian Clark. He let us know Al Heyman is still on board. I tried to pry as much as I could and find out what capacity did Fighter First management have in the negotiations between Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford. But he didn't want to say what he did or didn't do to get this fight done. What he kept repeating is, we got it, so it doesn't matter. We got it, so it doesn't matter. I thought that it mattered, though, Danny. I thought that it matters from a standpoint of if Fighter First Management comes out. And don't get me wrong. Right now, with Earl announcing that he's got a new manager, the speculation is that Fighters First and Fighters First on behalf of Earl and then Ish, what's his last name?
Hinson.
Hinson on behalf of Crawford were the key players in getting it done. But that's speculation. No one's coming out and saying, nah, Adrian was a pivotal key person in getting it done, and that's why we're signing with him. And Adrian refuses to answer that, too. You know, for him, it is what it is. Shout out to Fang. Thank you for the happy birthday. Appreciate you, my friend.
Yes. Said it before we went live, but happy birthday, champ.
Nah, appreciate it.
More life, more blessings.
Appreciate it, appreciate it. But yeah, man, it's what do you think this means? And I guess you know because we spoke to Adrian. But what do you think this means?
You know, I just think it's growing the Errol Spence brand. You know, I think you know it'll help. It'll be helping him with man down promotions. It'll be helping, you know, his brand, his image, helping him get perhaps deals, helping him with business moves. You know, honestly, any and everything to do with Earl, I think Adrian and Fighters First will be assisting or helping in some capacity.
Yeah, you know, Earl came out and did have something to say. Before we go to this Adrian Clark post, well, actually, we can go to this Adrian Clark post. As you see here, he says, let's work, bruh. Hashtag man down. The next slide, he shows Fighters First logo and Earl confirmation that, you know, he's there. And then he gives you the conversation.
Everything to you before we do anything or submit anything or announce anything, like I'll send you whatever or have you go over whatever, and as long as you good with whatever it is we're putting out, then we'll go with the shit, but we won't do nothing until you give us the green light on it.
So he was on the phone there with Earl, and I don't know, I'm gonna assume that was, you know, the conversation about the press release. You know, we about to put this out. I'm going to send it to you. Get your approval.
Right.
Make sure you good with the picture. Make sure you good with the words. And, you know, go from there. Which I will pull up that press release that was sent out to all the media yesterday via Fighters First.
Yo, how long have you known Adrian now?
I lose track of time, man. Every day is Friday finesse, but, you know, definitely some years. Mm. Definitely some years. You know, shout out to Adrian. He brought me out to Dallas, and, you know, I am not a football fan, but I did get to walk. I did the whole Dallas Cowboy thing with him.
Yeah, that's
because he
dope.
Had, like, a private event inside there.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, no, and I met like, somebody all the way up there in Southwest, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Nothing ever came from that, but I was praying every night after that, you know, I'd get some sort of Southwest sponsorship the way I had the car sponsorship back in the day. But, yeah, man. So, I'm going to send this to Danny, our resident reader here.
Our resident reader, shout out to Ness.
Yeah, bro, you got that narrator's voice. He's Idris Elba voice, ready for the big leagues. Who else they got doing? Ray Donovan. No, that's not his real name.
Ray Donovan.
Oh, that's his real name? No, Ray Donovan's in the series. What's his Lee Schreiber? And who they using now? They just use some new voice, right? Don't help.
Damn.
Don't help.
I've been calling him Ray Donovan this whole time.
Yeah, no, that's not his real name. That wasn't Ward. Who'd they use? Don't help. He's definitely black.
In what?
In the most recent, in the most recent 24/7 All Access, whether it's Ryan or Tank's, same team, same fight, I meant, whether it's Ryan and Tank or Devin and Loma, the voice, I can't remember. I need your help, man.
Wasn't it? Hold on. Hold on. I gotta.
Damn.
Yes, hold on.
He's
Michael J. White.
Michael. It's not J, it's Ja.
Michael Ja.
That's
White,
why. Yeah, Ja, the karate dude. That's right. Yeah. Nah, bro. Google it. This is my Google. This is my keyboard. Google it. English bulldogs sleep about 16 or more hours a day. So don't worry.
It's unbelievable.
People always talk about, yo, your dog dead, or do the mirror test, all this weird shit. Check they pulse. Nah, they sleep 16 hours out the day. Believe that. And it's every bit of true, if not more. I never sat around to count because it's just be boring. But, yeah, they definitely sleep a lot. More than the average dog. And I believe the last time I Googled, 16 or more hours. We got a few super chats. Andres Contreras, $2 super chat, says, happy birthday, Ness, with the cake emoji. Appreciate you, champ. Modern King Boxer, $2 super chat, says, happy born day. 100 emoji. Appreciate you, champ. Mike Rios with the $5 super chat says, Feliz cumpleaños, with the balloons, the cake, and the gift. He says, campeón, all love, with the glove emoji. Appreciate you, Mike. Bones 13, $2 super chat, happy birthday, champ, with the cake emoji. Appreciate you. The Valley Savage, $5 super chat says, happy birthday, Ness. Hashtag more life. Hashtag TBV, boxing podcast. Hashtag, No, he said TTT Boxing. That's the name of the boxing box. We got to remember that. Every time I shout out Liana Cruz, I can't remember the podcast that put us on. That's the podcast that put us on.
TTT
Boxing Podcast.
Shout out.
Hashtag Liana Cruz up next, and she's actually fighting on the Tevin Farmer Avery Sparrow card in Philadelphia.
Yo, whose card is that?
My boy, the dude we had in studio. Blah, 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 blah. Rivera's last name, Manny Rivera.
Got you.
I got Chicka 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 Chick Chickarelli. $5 super chat. He says, protect yourself at all times. Is his book associated with contracts, managers, etc.? Yeah, no, it was a really good book for anyone that's aspiring to be a manager, let me tell you, because he became a boxing manager so early. Like, dude's young. He's like 34, 36. No, he's young. He's young. So, you know, he's mad inspiring, because to be that young, have your head on that straight, and be,
that's young as shit.
Like, bro, first of all, his other company got bought by Fight Network. Like, he already chilling and big backing. You feel me? I got Kaka Brown. That is crazy. Kaka Brown. That's really his cash app. $10. Happy birthday. Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. But, yeah, he is very young, man. So, salute to all you young guys out there getting it done, all you young entrepreneurs, you know, doing a damn thing, man, because
it's needed, definitely needed.
Yeah, I wish I had my head on straight that early to be killing it. I got Numbers, $2 Cash App. Shout out to Ness. Shout out to Ness. Sleepy Bulldogs, Crawford beats middleweight. Crawford, if he can beat Earl, I would love to see Gennady. Why not?
Crawford, Gennady.
I bet you see when I was saying that years ago, I got clowned. But now Danny's fighting Laura. You got Keith just dropped an interview talking about he gonna finish his career at 160. All you little cockslobbers about to jump on my shit now. But back then, I was a psycho. I was crazy, you know? I hear you.
You are a bit crazy.
Oh, shit.
Bit.
Jason Williams. That's motherfucking J. Will in Ohio. You should lie low. I don't really see you, though. Oh, there you go, right there. Cash App with the counterpunch cutting the line. What up, champ?
Yo.
Hello? Yo, what's up, man?
In Jesus' name.
real quick. Hey, man. I'm feeling this topic, though, man. I'm feeling this topic, bro. I think your boy Al Haymon is quasi-fired, meaning he's kind of halfway fired. I think what it is, you know, number one, with him trying to force that Keith Thurman fight down Errol Spence's throat, I think that left a bad taste in Errol Spence's mouth. I think also kind of having direct talks with Terrence Crawford kind of had him second-guessing Al Haymon a little bit. Like, bro, like, I don't care if you lost money with Deontay Wilder. I don't care if you know, you don't like the way the AB experiment went. Like, all those other things, they got nothing to do with me, Errol Spence. And I think he sees that, like, you know, Al Haymon has his own invested interest. I mean, obviously, he doesn't want to lose money, but I think he sees, like, hold on, man, this dude is kind of putting himself before my wants. And then I think also, like, once you get so big, it's like you get an accountant, and then you get another accountant to watch that accountant. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like the same thing. Like, you get a lawyer, you get another team of lawyers to watch that lawyer. So it's just like, I think Errol is just trying to cover his bases. And I think he realizes that Al is, he's not this God-sent angel. You know what I'm saying? But I think it's good because, number one, it's like it's going to keep Al honest. And so we should, if more of the PBC fighters did that, I think we'll get more of the fights that we want. But that's my call.
Right, Jay, Will, I will say this on the outro. You know, I was screen sharing during your call Earl's tweet, which says to Oscar specifically, that was trying to not really insinuate, because all he's doing is congratulating him and his new manager advisor. But I think because Oscar used the word advisor, Danny, is the reason that Earl jumped in and said, chill, only person managing my boxing career is Al Haymon. And he put lock emoji, no, and then he put the words no key, and that's a blind man walking with a cane emoji, meaning, you know, he will be led by Al. That's all I can fucking, like, what does that emoji mean other than I'm following Al?
Following Al's lead.
So, sorry to tell you you're wrong, bud D, but thank you for calling in. And listen, we know that you can have a manager and an advisor, you know? And this is why I waited to do the show. I wanted to talk to Adrian, which we talked to him yesterday, but we just couldn't get this done yesterday. But, you know, you can have a manager and an advisor. You know, Adrian is the one that has, you know, made that deal with Everlast for him, which is the only other big company Earl's been with for 11 years, bro. I sent you the email for the press release so you can see, like, outside of Al, the only other company that Earl's aligned himself with is Everlast. And now Adrian Clark, Fighter First, for an 11-year career. So he's left a lot of money on the table when you compare him to a AJ that has Under Armour and Hugo Boss and Polo and fuck is that white and black shit, JD Sports,
right.
and just so many. You need someone out there pounding the pavement, calling these companies. Yo, he got the biggest fight of his life. Let's get these sponsorships going. But I got a couple cash apps. Salute to everybody. Sending love. I got JL that says $5. Happy birthday, champ. Prayers emoji. You ever thought about breeding the dog emoji? Never thought about it. Because I did enough research to know that I don't want to be anyone that has to sit around doing, you know, C-sections. I'm not into whelping, you know, none of that pool birth. And I damn sure don't want to deal with the blood, which I already deal with every time they get their period because they virgins, you feel me? So, no, I never thought of it, but I've had plenty of offers. Plenty of offers. And that's kind of why I don't get rid of them, because I know someone's just going to use them as a business and be whoring my little booze out, putting them to work, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't really, they ain't about that life. They about this life, sleeping in the motherfucking house, you know? So, yeah, it's just not my thing, man. I would never want to, just think about it. Like, that's... the job of the dog is to give birth. That's some whack shit. Not for me. But I get people who do it, you know, they into that shit and can deal with it on a daily basis. I can't, man. I can't have a little swimming pool in your house and all these little crying bulldogs. I can't deal with that. I don't know how
to think.
No, sir, not me. Not me.
No, I feel that, champ.
But getting back to these super chats, we last stopped off at Chick Chickarelli. We got Ghost. He says $2. Yo, Danny, thoughts on the Mexican OT? What's OT? Overtime?
Mexican OT.
The Mexican OT. Three fire emojis.
I don't know what he's referring to.
Center free.
Yeah, just put it in the chat. Message in the chat. What was her name? Who sent that Cash App?
Ghost Pathologist. Walt, South Florida, $5. Happy birthday, Ness. Bulldogs are the best. They certainly are. They have the best temperament and personalities. You know, they always keep you happy.
My uncle.
While simultaneously keeping you mad.
The only dog I ever had or, like, was around as a kid was my uncle's dog. Mm-hmm. And he had a bulldog. And
my mom trying to call me and shit.
Bro, my man's like, you know, I was like his best friend. I don't know what else to really say. Dude was like single for so long, and it was like him and his dog.
Word. Nah, it's tough, bro. It's tough.
Then he finally had a family, bro, and like the dog was alive for a long time. It had to have been like 15, 16 years. Dog dies. Bro, he like
don't forget Brad at 8, and we got Kenneth at 7, right? Because you ain't going to remind nobody,
huh? Oh,
shit.
Huh? Oh, shit. Yeah.
We got Brad Goodman at 8 a.m., and we got Kenneth Sims Jr. at 7 a.m. in about 17 minutes. Both guests have posts on members and on Patreon. If you want to ask them a question, you can do so. We definitely know that they would appreciate it. But you were saying, champ?
Nah, I'm hitting up these guests, you said. Yeah. One second. Yeah, I don't get it. Oh, he a rapper? Yeah, rapper from Houston. Yeah,
Danny, did you notice the FTWR brand has a collab with Peso Pluma?
Yeah, I saw they made a shirt. Yeah.
Is you getting it or what?
Nah, champ.
That's not your boys?
Nah.
I always mistake them for who?
Bro, you always mistake everybody.
What's the group you like then? I got to learn this as his friend. I got to be better. What's the group?
Nah, first you were saying Grupo Firme, but it's Fuerza Regida.
Why can't I remember that? Yeah. I'm remembering everyone but
like,
that.
I'm not saying I don't like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to lie, though. The dude from Grupo Firme I don't listen to, but the dude from it, they are, you know, they huge.
But Peso
Yo,
Pluma.
The dude from that group, though, he the one that's been, your boy been kissing on camera.
What?
Yeah,
what?
6ix9ine.
Oh, but Peso Pluma is
nah, he killing it
crossing
right now.
Over. Like nah, they got songs with a lot of people I rock with on the on the you know
he
Latin trap side. Let me show it.
Yeah, he fucking it up for sure.
Yeah, he got collabs with everybody. But this is the Peso Pluma one. If y'all want it, we ain't gonna play all that and get flagged. But yeah, you can still use TBV's code TBV because it's the only place on the internet going to give you more than 10%. Even FTWR only gives you 10%. TBV giving you more. You can not only cop our stuff, but you can go ahead and get some Peso Pluma if you're into that Mexican stuff. I wonder where that's at. Where's that flag at? Because you see, they never gave you a...
Yeah, they didn't.
They never gave you a full out. So where's that flag? Is
honestly,
that in the inside?
It made me wonder if the flag is on the shirt at all.
No, look.
Bro, because it looks like it has a little flagpole. It looks like they just laid it on top.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, you about to... Hold on. It's going to be over here.
I'm looking.
Right there. Look,
oh, I did see it. I did see it.
A little flagpole.
Yeah. But don't forget, use the code TBV.
Oh.
And, you know, you can get not only 15% off on TBV gear, but all this gear here that you see on FTWR. If you like the WBC one, which I love, waiting for mine to get here. What song they got for this? Thunder Dragons, never heard of that. This is the Puerto Rico one, La Isla de los Campeones. And the Mexican one says what? La Tierra de los Campeones, right?
Yeah, the land of the champions. And the other one is the island of the champions.
You can also get Ebony Bridges. She's one of the athletes. And you know we got that Saturdays off of boxing. Mine's just don't fit like that.
This FTWR right now, too.
Yeah, for sure. And so was I. So am I. You know, I don't wear... I don't really pretty much wear nothing else but FTWR and Contender. But look, here goes the Jared.
Yeah, I got Contender draws.
If you going to Ohio,
Toledo, yeah,
you know, man, you know what the fuck this is. Get your Jared Anderson, man.
Nah.
Use the code.
You know what the fuck going on.
Oh, all right.
You know what the fuck going
his,
on.
I fucked
yeah.
up his phrase and shit.
Treese, well, you look, he in the queue, too. He got his hand up. Treese in the queue.
So I'm going to put the link in case you want to cop some FTWR brand and wear it to the Detroit fight, you know, so you can look right.
Toledo.
Oh, shit. I just did not do that. I hope that don't work. That did post. Can I delete my own post? Can I delete my own comment? Yes. All right. Who we got on the line there? That looks like Jay Will. Then I do got Treese. Going to keep the lines open.
Y'all see the number top of the screen, 425-569-5241. Press one one time.
Discord's open
right
and
now.
Twitter Spaces. Treese in Toledo. What up?
Yo.
What's good?
What's going on? Yeah, man. I had sent, I got something in the cash app. I got a five in the cash app, too, so if I can burn, if y'all
mind.
Yo,
go for it. Go for it. I see it.
Okay, for sure. For sure, I appreciate you putting me. That's funny, huh? That's ironic, kind of put me right on. Huh? I like that. That's a good segue. Yeah. I like that. Y'all learning. I like that. That's nice.
He said
y'all,
learning. Funny guy.
Listen, y'all doing y'all thing. But listen, though. Y'all know what the fuck going on. July 1st, Toledo, Ohio, Huntington Center. The real big baby. Yeah, future heavyweight champion of the world, man. Y'all know what the fuck going on. But, I just wanted to say, man, hey, I like, man, I don't really, these politics and shit with my man switching management, I don't really, I don't give a fuck about that.
Switched.
Do we get,
he just added to the team.
You feel me? We get the fight, though. It's like, you feel me? As long as we get the fight, I don't care what the fuck, who management he on. You feel me? If he's joining my management team, come on. If he's joining your management, if it's TBV management, I don't give a fuck. As long as we get the fight, you understand? It's whatever. But, I ain't gonna hold you. It's really hard to pick a winner in this fight. I don't know when y'all gonna start doing that, like picking winners and whatnot. That's gonna be hard to decide. Real hard to decide. I feel like this is a pick'em fight with the Bud and Spence. I couldn't even tell you who's gonna win. But I just can't wait to see it. And Danny, by the way, you say you coming into the city and whatnot. I just wanna try to see if I can I know y'all got TBV gifts back in gift baskets or something. Is there any way you can, you feel me? Bring me. Can I get a shirt?
Bro, just hit my DM, Treese. You hit my DM.
Where do I go? What's your DM?
Ring Walk Danny. Yo, and shout
Ring
out.
Ring Walk Danny.
Yeah. Shout out to my man in Detroit. You seen the text I sent you?
No, invited us to dinner, yeah, bro.
He got his
Auburn,
own restaurant.
Yeah, that's where that dispensary at. I told you got the $60 O's, bro.
Nah.
Fire.
Oh, that's perfect.
Oh,
then.
Yeah, man. You already know what's going on. Because, man, Detroit go crazy. I ain't going to hold you. Coming from Toledo, we go to Detroit quite a bit. Detroit, the truth. They got quite a bit of weed spots in there. Go to King of Bud. They got this place called Herb.
Bro,
it's like a whole strip of dispensaries.
My brother drive to Michigan.
It go crazy.
He don't drive all the way to Detroit, but he drive like 2.5 hours to Michigan.
And then bring it back.
It's just Michigan in general, but I'm saying, but some people go, I mean,
state
I go to Detroit because I like to eat.
It's legal. It's just cheaper.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They got dispensaries.
Now
they're doing it. Go ahead. Yeah, Trees,
you burning, though. Yeah, you burning, your cash.
No, I just wanted to say, happy birthday, Ness. I ain't going to hold you. This is my best friend in the world, bro. My boy, Shane Lokes. Shout out to you, Shane, my nigga. It's his birthday as well, bro. That shit is so ironic to me. It's my best. I'm the godfather of his son, bro. I find shit to be so ironic, bro. That shit is so dope, bro. Happy birthday to you, bro. This is a great day, bro. And I just know you're going to have a great day. We're going to have a great day. It's all love, bro. Shout out to y'all, bro. Shout out to TBB, bro.
Appreciate
you. What the fuck going on. July 1st. Toledo, Ohio, Huntington Center. Watch that shit on ESPN or pull up. And Danny, I can't wait for my gift basket, my nigga. You know what the fuck going on.
My guy, let's go.
For sure. Y'all be cool, man.
You too. Shout out, man. Adrian Clark had a birthday like 3 days ago too, man. So shout out to all my Geminis. Shout out to James Payne in Tennessee. You know, shout out to my boy William Lorenzo. I think he was the first Gemini with the same birthday as me I met in my life and shit. Like, oh, shit. Shout out to, even though I don't really rock with his whack ass, but shout out to Rob, the rock star. It's his birthday today, too.
Damn, bro. You know, I don't really know people with my birthday.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why to me it'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's you know? Dope.
Yeah,
he just, I'm like, why he listing so many people? I'm just thinking you about to give him a thank you or something.
Nah, it's their birthday too, yo. It's
yeah,
crazy.
That's dope.
CYP. What's up, man? Hello. Got to unmute, champ.
Yo. Come to me next. Come to me next.
Fats, what up?
Yo.
What it do,
my niggas. Whose birthday is it? Somebody's birthday?
It's Ness's birthday.
Yeah, my birthday.
Oh, all right. Happy birthday, my nigga. Happy birthday, Gemini gang. Gemini gang. My grandma was a Gemini. But, what's this? What Earl signed with a new manager, say?
Yeah. Adrian Clark.
Oh,
fighter
so
first manager. He's still with Al.
Al
is still his advisor.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's good news for him. If it's good business, that's good. That's nice. But I'm here to address the dick eaters this morning. I ain't even gonna lie. So what's up? What happened to people being just fans of sports, man? Whether you fan of basketball, football, whatever. Like, I know, you know, you like your favorite teams and shit, but what's up with all this? Oh, Dev, move up. He's scared of Tank. He's scared of Shakur. Like, come on, man. Look, I want to see the fights. We all want to see the fight. But at this point, if that man decided to move up, yo, like, cut all the hate and shit out. Like, it's a difference between being a fan of sport and a dick eater. Like, bro, like, if you a fan of the sport, you see the shit that's going on. They all got their little games, but I'm tired of this narrative shit. Like, now Two-Tone a superstar. God damn, bro, like, how you just jump from click to click? Like, that's some whole shit. Like, I thought you was rocking with Ryan Garcia. He get knocked out. Then you go with, now you rocking with Tank. But you was saying Tank scary. Tank all this. Like, now you on Tank.
He was saying,
purses and shit.
He was saying Tank on the protection plan.
Man, yeah, look.
Mayweather
protection
plan.
Like, yo, that's what we don't need in boxing, yo. And now I see everybody running with it on Twitter. Oh, Dev running. He's scared. I'm like, look, I like Tank, but Tank had a year or two to activate that WBA mandatory, bro. Like, come on, yo. Like, y'all on some bullshit now. Like, y'all got TA on the left cheek and NK on the right cheek. Like, that shit crazy as shit. Now, all of a sudden, if he don't fight
Loma.
He
said TA on the left cheek and NK on the right cheek. I got it.
If he don't fight Loma. If he don't fight Loma, he ducking. If he don't fight Shakur, he ducking. If he don't fight Tank, he ducking. He move up to 140, he ducking. But ain't none of these dudes fight nobody at that weight class yet. It's like, how can y'all sit here and say that dick eating shit? Like, it's like, yo, like, it's a difference. Again, it's a difference between supporting your favorite fighter who you like and really rooting for the sport. Like, all this dick eating shit is killing the game, bro. Like, Two-Tone, you dick eating. Like, that's some dick eating shit. That's all I got.
All right. Well, that That was interesting. CYP seems to be ready.
Yo, yo.
What up?
I like dude called. That was a good call. Entertaining and shit. I like that. Happy birthday, dog. Happy birthday. Now, I don't necessarily like to call, I don't like to call you no goddamn Gemini, even though you are. I like to call you a Maybender. You know what I'm saying? You're the last Maybender. I'm a mayor just like you. You know what I'm saying? So hear ye, bang that gavel. All right, now listen. I'm kind of mad and upset. Maybe I'm kind of normal then. Al Heyman is doing things that a lot of people always said black people couldn't do. Be our own boss, help our community, help our people. This is what Al Heyman does. He doesn't come out and talk no shit. He don't wear no chains. He don't kill nobody. None of that. He don't even hate on nobody. But it seems like anytime it's a chance to make him look bad, we jump on that shit. And it makes me mad as hell, but that's cool because I'm always going to be mad because I started to do some research and I realized that some of our greatest black people that do great things, their biggest haters, the biggest group of haters they have are black people. It's weird as fuck how we're 13% of the population, but we do most of the fucking hating. It's like we have a problem, and I'm not one of them, and I'm going to call y'all asses out every time you fucking do it. If it's on LeBron James, if it's on Michael Jordan, if it's on Floyd Mayweather, I don't give a fuck who it is. We don't need to be leading the charge of the hate. Because I said to myself, if Michael Jordan was Mexican, or if he was Filipino, or if he was white, this motherfucker would be God to them. But for some reason, let's get this knife and slice together his life and find out what the fuck we can talk about. Stop being so miserable, yo. We could do so much better if we just, one, supported ours or shut the fuck up. Either one. Support them or shut the fuck up. Let everybody else hate. Oscar, good job. Oscar, do your thing. I love it. That's what you're supposed to do, Oscar. Not us. Oscar's supposed to do that shit. What's my man's name? Eddie Hearn's supposed to do that shit. That's who's supposed to do it. Not us. Let's stop that bullshit. And if not, I'm going to be on your fucking asses. And I don't give a fuck because ain't none of y'all going to do shit about it because haters are the biggest fucking cowards. So have a good day. Happy birthday, Ness. CYP out.
Appreciate you, champ. We got Mike Hicks, $2 Cash App, says, happy birthday, Ness, two flexing emoji, the people's champ. Appreciate you, champ. Appreciate you. Thank you to everyone. Definitely appreciate you. I see you guys in the chat as well. I got numbers that says, happy mother effing birthday, Ness, Gemini season, diamond emoji, $3 Cash App. Shout out to numbers. Appreciate you. So Discord is open. Twitter Spaces is open. You can also call in if you're on the show number. Now is the time to press 1 because everyone on there has not pressed 1, so we cannot go to anyone on there.
We do got a lot of super chats. Let me get to those. Did you get to Walt?
We last stopped off at Walt. I got Mike Brown.
$2 says, happy birthday, fam. God bless.
Javier Caputillo. Coach Caputillo, who trains Luke Santa Maria, sends $20 and says, happy birthday, champ. Appreciate you, coach. Thank you so much.
Capicu, $5 says, happy birthday, champ. We all know Heyman is the Frank Lucas of boxing. We didn't have a pick of him till a few years ago. He loves to be in the shadows. Frank actually didn't like being in the shadows.
Speaking of shadows,
but that's what got him caught up.
Let me read this members chat so I could close it and then get to the poll that has the shadows. Rizzy R.Y. says, happy birthday, more life. He used his one free, member counterpunch for that. Chat for that. So appreciate you, champ. And our poll here on youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice says, Earl Spence Jr. signs with Adrian Clark and Fighter First Management. First option, Al Heyman is fired. 16% of the public believe that. Al Heyman is still on the team, just added. 68% of the public answered that. 12%, Spence needed this. Al is in the shadows. And then we got big mistake if he fired Al Heyman. 4%. Believe it would be a mistake if he fired Al Heyman. Looks like we got Kenneth Sims Jr. in the building. What up, Kenny?
Yo, what's up, what's up?
Damn, we woke you, champ. You out here in Vegas with us?
Nah, I'm in Chicago.
Oh, all right. So what is it, like Central Time, right?
Nah, yeah. It's 9 a.m.
Yeah, it's 9.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to jump right into it because I know Danny and you got this relationship, so he going to be extra nice, man. I need to know what the hell was going on because you did not need to make that fight as hard as you made it. Like, you could have just boxed this dude. Like, you wanted to fight him, and even at the end, you said, I think you said something like you had something to prove or you wanted to show people that you that dude, but, like, why make it that difficult?
Nah, that ain't what that meant. That wasn't me saying I'm a savage, I'm a dog. That wasn't me saying I planned to go in there and do that.
So what was the, why did your game plan have to change because of his style? Because, like, I just feel like, I don't want to say that wasn't true because you're entitled to change up. You're supposed to have different gears and levels. But I still feel like you would have got touched less if you just boxed. And then I promise you, I only been out here in Vegas for a year. And since I got here, it's, oh, Kenny this, Kenny that. Nah, you got to see Kenny. And it's, yo, Kenny Spark. So I'm thinking, I'd also do a betting show. So I'm like, nah, we betting decision. Everybody and their mother done told me this dude is a great boxer. We going to go decision.
He won.
We definitely won the decision.
Yeah, we won.
We won, but you had me nervous because you was making it a fight.
I ain't make it a fight. All right, question. So, everybody say box, 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 right? So, I'm boxing. But I feel like I got to get some respect from him because, honestly, I guess. Would he fought Poyo? What you think? You think Poyo boxed like the whole fight?
I'm gonna be honest. I watched that because that was Poyo's world championship. But it wasn't as memorable as your fight. I want to say he boxed.
Do you think Poyo won that fight?
Yeah, I think he eked it out.
I ain't scored. I do remember it being close, but. Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I don't remember the Poyo fight being that memorable.
No, because he boxed.
Yeah.
He boxed.
No, I thought he lost, for one. And I thought he boxed the first couple rounds. Then the rest of the fight, he was just on the ropes he was on the ropes the rest of the fight, second half of the fight. So me, I watched the fights. I watched the Barrios fight with him. Barrios, he dropped him, of course, but Barrios ain't give him nothing. Besides that, Barrios was just backing up the whole fight. So he was on his ass. At the Poyo fight, he was moving the whole first half of the fight. Then he was on his ass the whole second half of the fight. And Poyo was on the ropes the whole second half of the fight. So my plan was to box, yeah. But I couldn't just move. And I felt like he was just going to pick steam up some more and more and more. So, and I watch a lot of boxing. So I could tell like tendencies. He starts slow. Everybody know that. And then he pick it up in the middle rounds. And then eight, nine, maybe 10, he slow down, try to take a break so he can pick it back up in 11, 12. So I wanted to make sure 9, 10, I picked it up and was on his ass. Then 11, he won. 12's close. So I boxed, but I had to mix some other stuff in there. And I mean, everybody ain't gonna like their performance, but
No. It's not that I didn't like it.
I get you.
Like, you know, sometimes you want to box, your opponent doesn't allow you to, and I understand that. Especially now that you're saying it, you know what I mean? But I don't think you look bad at all. I just, you know, I wasn't expecting you to turn it into that type of a fight. Like, I thought you was going, you know, do more like a Devin Haney, not versus Loma, obviously, but like a Devin Haney, you know, Isaac Pitbull Cruz versus
Tank,
where y'all pivot a lot versus having that come forward fight in front of you, just moving, boom, boom. Hit them, keep moving, keep turning them. But sometimes you can. I get it. When the dude has got that pressure, he got that pressure on you, and you got to stand there and fight.
Another thing is, I probably just could have boxed him over, but it was a mental thing where I was looking, when I'm going in there thinking, all right, he 9 whatever with 8 knockouts out of 9 wins. So I'm going in there to box thinking, like the first 2 rounds I'm going to box and thinking, all right, he can punch. But then once I block a couple shots, he catch me with a couple shots. I'm like, this nigga, he can't hurt me. He didn't hurt me not one time the whole fight. I'm like, this shit, it's just like pity pats.
So the power wasn't what it was made out to be for you.
That made me a little lazy on defense. Mm. It's because he can't hurt me.
So let's get into the politics. Obviously, many would assume you won that fight, so you get a shot at the champ. But now the champ has been ordered to fight O'Hara Davies. Then he's got an offer from one of the cash cows in the division in Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, what do you think that everything means for you? Like, because now there seems to be, I guess, in a pecking order to get to that champion, which has you at the end of the line. Unless I'm wrong.
I expected the O'Hara Davies thing. He was number 2 before the fight, so I kind of expected that. But I don't know. Actually, they just called me like 5 minutes ago, told me to call when I get a chance. So I'm about to see what's up in a couple minutes.
Damn, why you ain't call them first? What? We needed that news. But do you think O'Hara accepts a step aside if Ryan and Rowley come to a deal? I know he already came out on social media and said he won't, but obviously, you know, the Ryan Garcia business seems to be, big business.
I mean, I think it really don't matter because if he take it, then that's cool. But as we know, Ryan already said he don't care about belts, and I think Rowley probably would do whatever Ryan demands to fight.
So you think maybe there's a possibility Ryan Rowley without the belt, Rowley just maybe vacate?
Maybe, because Ryan already said he don't care about the belts, and he obviously would be
the draw. That scenario, champ. That opens up the second question. So you versus O'Hara for the vacant, is that what you envisioning?
I mean, I seen somebody tweet that yesterday, tag me, and I'd do that without a doubt. Easy.
What's your thought on Davis? Have you ever seen him? I think it's Davies, actually. Have you ever seen him here in Vegas?
No, I ain't never seen him. I seen some clips. I ain't never watched, his fights before. I watched, highlights of Josh when he fought Josh Taylor, but I ain't never really seen him.
He's been in some decent fights. Like, he fought Josh Taylor, Jack Catterall. You know, he's got a couple decent fights. Some of those are wins. Some of those are losses. Obviously, those two, I think, are losses.
Beat Tyrone McKenna.
But he beat McKenna. That's a common opponent with Regis. Beat Lewis Ritson.
In his last fight, so.
But truth be told, I want to say Akhmadov is the guy you fought. I think he's way tougher.
Hell yeah.
I mean, not tougher than everyone he's fought. Definitely tougher than his wins, than his biggest win. But he's got freakishly long arms. Have you noticed that? You have.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was on his Instagram yesterday. I noticed it.
Yo, Kenny, just wanted your thoughts. Big fight in the 140-pound division, my opinion. Kenny says, I'll try to put you in the fight. Richardson Hitchens and Montana Love. Just want your thoughts on that fight.
That's a good fight. They've been talking shit back and forth for years. It's funny. I was when I was in camp for Elvis, I guess they was working on getting a fight with them on Showbox or something. And Africa was in Colorado with us. He was asking me about Montana. So I'm like, I don't know what's up. And then he's like, oh, I might fight him. I was like, oh, that's what's up. It's a good fight. They talk shit, talk a lot of shit. It's five skill. I probably get Africa the edge. I think Africa probably win that. But Montana been working for months. I know he's taking this fight serious, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Now, you fought Montana early in your career.
Yeah.
You know, I felt you won that fight. Came to a draw.
Me too. Yeah, me too. It disappeared off the internet. It was.
Yeah, I watched it, though.
Oh, the actual video. Yeah, no, I watched it, but yeah. I'm saying the actual video ain't online no more.
Yeah, everything about that fight, like,
but don't your promoter got it? Because that was a GH3 fight. That was on Showbox.
Yeah, I don't know. It's scrapped. I don't even care, though. It's whatever.
What would you say? I know that was so long ago. You've changed a lot, but what would you say Montana did the best when you fought him?
Ho.
I need the gush.
Yo, so did he say how you think Hitchens will do?
I'm not gonna lie, he impressed the fuck out of me in his last fight.
Yeah, he beat the shit out of Juan Bowser.
Like I think his temperament with Montana is gonna help him because like he don't care, he's gonna box, it's whatever. And he got all the physical advantages. He tall, he a bigger dude, so I think he probably gonna try to just box his way into a decision. Nah, we don't spar.
What you think about Hitchens? Because he's in your division and he talking that goat shit. He talking that goat shit. He like, yo, I'm the best of my era. I can't wait to prove it. People gonna see. And then, you know, he did smoke Juan Bowser boots. Like, I seen Bowser. I watched him spar and everything. I wasn't expecting him to smoke him like that. Like, he smoked him.
Nah, Africa nice. But John Bowser ain't.
So how far from the best in the division do you think Hitchens is?
I think he up there. I think he up there.
Yo, I'm curious. Because you've came up with a lot of these guys and are friends with a lot of these guys, where do you stand? Is there somebody in the sport that you wouldn't fight? Like, nah, that's my man's, that's bro. Like, I wouldn't step in the ring with him. Money talk.
Yeah, it depends. I don't really got nobody that's, especially like not like in my way around my weight that I can think of right now.
Okay. Did you see T.O.'s recent clip? I'm sure it hit you on Twitter, right?
Dude, and lost his. Yeah, I saw it. Which one you talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
The No Friends. I'm talking the No Friends clip, not the other one where he want to kill somebody.
Nice.
Or Josh Teller specifically.
So, yeah, he said ain't no friends in the sport. Some along the lines that, you know, Rollie's a champ and that after he beats Josh,
I forgot they was cool.
Yeah, I was out first boxing event I ever covered. I was there, him and Rolly tag team, and like was bullying Ryan. Ryan sitting ringside and one on this side, and then he like go on that side, and then Tio's dad's in the middle, bro. They was bullying the shit out of Ryan. I wouldn't mind. But speaking of Tio, how do you see that fight play out with Josh Taylor? Obviously, he challenging for the title next weekend.
Depend on which version of them show up, because you don't know right now. Josh Taylor, his last fight was shaky. T.O. last fight was shaky. I thought both of them won, actually. But
you thought Sandor didn't beat T.O.
We had this conversation when I was there last time.
Damn, that's crazy. I'm sponsored by Hardin, Kenny. I'm sorry, but yo, man, he got them two knockdowns, man. Come on, they played Sandor
offensively in that fight for real. He threw some check hooks, but you gotta do more. You gotta do more.
Damn. So, do you want to kind of wait to see fight week, or do you believe that it's 250-50 to call?
Yeah, I just don't know. I just don't know because
Danny seems to believe Taylor's winning. He already put like a significant bet down.
Yeah, like I said, when I was up there, I think T.O. moving up to 140 was giving him some trouble with the size. And Josh Taylor, big 140.
He sure is. So, and look at what he did to Regis, man. People forget about that. He bullied Regis. Like, He bullied the bully. I wasn't expecting that either.
I wasn't expecting that either.
I was not expecting him to be stronger than Regis on the inside, like in the clinch and all that. He was bumping him and everything.
And he liked that on the inside. Let's not forget when he fought
Ramirez.
Ramirez, one of the knockdowns, came off the clinch. Yeah. Threw that uppercut, dropped his ass.
Champ, I got to ask, man. Obviously, Danny told me, so I'm telling on him. He said you sparred Devin. You seen the performance. What you think?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a good close fight. I thought the early round, I said like this. I think almost every round was close. I think in the early rounds, Devin might have had like two rounds that he clearly won. And then, obviously, Loma had 10-11 that he clearly won. But every round outside of those was close. So, I ain't get
who'd you have it for?
I had it 15-13 either way or a draw.
But what you had it for?
Oh, me? I had it for Devin when I was sitting there watching it.
Uh-oh, that means you rewatched it.
Nah,
I ain't
rewatched
it. Sound like you going to say you rewatched it.
Nah, I didn't watch it.
Okay.
I was in Maryland at Jerry Hurd house, and we was watching it together. So we was just talking the whole time, and I had it for Devin because a lot of the early rounds I was leaning towards Devin. I think it happened a lot of times. People use that thing as people saying, "Oh, I'm a slow starter," but the early rounds count just as much as in the rounds, and maybe people just mad because 10-11, that was the closest thing on their mind, but that don't equate to making up for 1-6.
Word.
I think not just that. I think, on top of that, man, it's like I outbox you 7-8 rounds. Even if you touch me up the other 4 or 5, it's still a 12-round fight.
It's a race to 7. I interviewed Keith, I don't know, 7 years ago, and he put that phrase in my head. It's a race to 7, man. Unless somebody get a knockdown, it's a race to 7. But, champ, I got a few questions here from the people. And before I get to that, I want to ask you, do you have any questions? Because I know you don't work with them. I mean, I know you're not signed to them, but you work with Top Rank on occasions. We're having Brad Goodman on after you at 8, in case you want me to ask him anything specific.
We're on that PVC side. No.
Okay. It's over there. All right. I got Huang Mancha says, you must have had a good camp to be able to keep up that work rate throughout the fight. Did it the Uzbekistan relentless frustrate? Did the relentlessness of the Uzbekistanis frustrate you at all?
I mean, it was irritating. Yeah. Because it wasn't like no power on the shots. He was just throwing a lot, so it was irritating the whole fight. But I was in shape. I was ready for whatever. I was sparring 12 rounds every session the last like 3 weeks, so I was good. I was never worried about getting tired. In the broadcast, I done watched the fight like 10 times. The broadcast, they kept bringing up that was my first time scheduled for 12, but I was never worried about it because I'm working with Jamie Belt now, so I was in great shape.
To talk about not just working
who's
with Jamie
Bell?
Yeah, bringing on Jamie Bell, but also
he used to work with Crawford.
Okay. Okay. I never heard of him. It's first time.
Strength and conditioning.
He worked with Jesus Ramos, Abel Ramos now. He worked with Troy Alas Natsu. So.
Oh, he need to get more vocal because Jesus got a tank.
Yeah, he worked with Jesus.
So did you meet him when you were down there in camp with him?
Yeah, I met Jamie when I was in camp with Bud for when he fought Amir Khan.
Oh, okay. Mm. Okay.
Damn, you was in camp with Bud, so that means that's it. You picking Bud.
Oh yeah, I got you. No choice.
You said
he walked me to the ring, but I just fought. He was in the corner before the fight started.
Nah, you're right.
Yo, it seemed like he was yelling instructions.
I heard him.
What did he tell you?
When I hurt the dude in the ninth round, I ain't see it at first. The only reason I ended up seeing it is because I heard Bud say, he hurt, Kitty. He hurt. Mm.
That's
and then when I looked back, I thought it was the left hand that Showtime posted the clip on Instagram. I thought it was the left hand that hurt him, but it wasn't. He threw a looping left, and I caught it. I came to hook, and that was what hurt him. Then the left just, like, bagged him up, but he was already hurt. And Chad, I only had 10.
How are you able?
I know in boxing, people like, yeah, I'm going to knock him out, but you don't really know if you're going to knock somebody out, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do know if you can?
Nah, you don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. So
that's why when I put people here and they just be like, knock him out. Like, people that don't really know what they talk about, like, all right, you think it's that easy, just knock him out.
So that being said, and you knowing Crawford, why does he think he going to knock out Earl, who never has even been dropped? I don't think Earl even been dropped. Yeah, hurt. Mouthpiece knocked out by Ugas one time. That African dude hurt him like 20 years ago, but that's about it.
I mean, you don't know, but people be having, you like, you got to have confidence that you can knock him out, because you think you can knock him out. Like,
he
I ain't on a
10-fight knockout streak,
yeah,
though.
He ain't went to a decision since he moved up. So that's how he's supposed to.
Before he moved up.
He got 10 straight.
Obviously.
I think Postos is last decision, if I'm not mistaken.
10 straight knockouts. He definitely on a knockout streak. Champ, I want to ask about this. I think you'll be able to see this if I screen share it, but this was a very emotional picture. When you see it, if you could just express what was going through your mind at that moment, and
obviously having your father right there next to you.
Yeah. I mean, I've been trying to, like, my career started slow. I had the two losses, a draw. So, like I said in the post fight, ain't nobody expect me to get right there, except the people that's around me every day. But, like, the boxing world ain't expect me to be right there. So that was just me, I guess, just a stamp of me proving that I belong. So I was just happy to prove, like, I belong at the top level. No matter what people say about me, I'm here and I ain't going nowhere.
What did Dad say? I know it's been a long ride, and in a way you just get started. But what'd your pops have to say?
I mean, he just told me he's proud of me, because he said he's proud of me that I ain't give up. But I told him that's how he raised me. That's how my parents raised me. They instilled in me don't give up. So, like, I used to get in trouble if I said I can't do something. So ain't no quitting me.
Yo, I'm curious. You ever sparred Giovanni Cabrera out there in Chicago?
Yeah, I sparred him before.
Would you say
he relentless?
Not with me. I mean, he good. He awkward.
So comparing him to Akhmadov, who throws more?
Oh, no. Nah.
Oh, Akhmadov throws more.
Yeah, way more.
Damn. Have you ever heard him to the body?
Who?
Giovanni.
I ain't going. It's smart. I ain't doing that.
That means yes. Okay. So you picking Cruz then?
Nah, that mean talk about. I ain't doing that.
But you picking Cruz?
I'm rooting for Giovanni. I don't know who gonna win. I'm rooting for Giovanni.
You rooting? So he got Cruz winning, bro. because when we asked you about Crawford, you like, oh yeah, he knocked. You know, I'm rolling with Crawford.
But
so
that's because he also sparred
Crawford. And when we asked him about Devin, who he sparred, he seen Devin winning. He sparred Giovanni. He don't see him winning. I got you, Kenny.
Already
I got you.
What you talking about?
I got him. Now it's
Devin
all
already fought.
Yeah, I know Devin already fought.
So what you talking about?
But you could have still not seen him winning.
He won the fight.
But Giovanni Cruz ain't fight yet.
Exactly.
So I can't
just like Crawford and Earl ain't fight yet.
They fought already.
Just like Crawford and Earl ain't fight yet, but you got to win it. It's all good, champ. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm just trying to get betting information. He likes fishing, bro. He likes to go fishing. That's his part-time job.
For betting information, like, you feel me? Pitbull is a favorite on these streets. He lasted 12 with Tank, so people think he's some sort of darling. They trying to give him a rematch.
Hey, so Ness, I actually got a quick question for you.
Uh-oh.
Danny probably know what I'm about to ask.
Nah.
I texted Russ before. I said, oh, okay. I said, hey, matter of fact, look at your phone, the last text message.
What's the message? Because I think the last messages was non-boxing related. Let me check.
Nah, you ain't replied to it.
Oh, shit, damn.
What? All right, so,
yo, he said, so, you want me to say it or you going to say it?
Nah, you can say it. Fuck it.
Go ahead. Said, yo, your man Ness, do not fuck with me. Cry laughing face.
I picked you.
Bro, bet.
I know, but
he, and listen, I bet on you.
He bet some money.
Hit me out.
Go ahead.
You ready?
Yeah.
I felt like it'd be feeling like every time, no matter who come up there and they talk about me, you always be like downplaying me. Like,
that's not true, man. That's not true. That's not, like, I just understand like the business of boxing. They gotta be able to, like, I understand like the business of boxing.
Hold on, let him talk now. Let him talk.
Go ahead. Like Kenny Nice, then you'd be like, yeah, man, but blah 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 blah.
That's not true. That's not true, Kenny.
Damn, bro,
I don't even know. I'm about to go through your resume and see when the last time I didn't pick you.
And then my girl was like,
man, not the girl.
He's looking at her now.
She said it first, actually. She's like, man, he don't like you.
What?
No, that's what happened, Kenny. Your girl just got in your head and shit, bro. That's all. You know, Ness be talking funny sometimes, but no.
Let me see here. When I don't think I ever picked against you,
Jim. Yo, that's funny. I sure didn't reply. Talking about your man Ness does not fuck with me. Oh, man.
I watched the Montana Love, and I've told you numerous times throughout our relationship, I thought you won that fight. Yeah. I definitely was not happy with the loss to Samuel Teal, because that's what put him on the map for me ever since then. I mean, and look, he just got an upset. He just got an upset. What was that dude?
I fought that dude.
Oh, you fought him too?
Yeah, I beat him.
Andrew Rogers, right?
Yeah, yeah. Rogers, yeah.
Why he look like Derek, the strength and conditioning coach?
Yo,
we got to send that to Derek Jackson. That's his name, right?
Yeah.
Send that to him, bro. That's so crazy.
Yeah,
see a fight here, Kenny, where I pick against you, man.
Hey, Kenny, you know, he be sparring, so maybe you know, you could give him some pointers. He sparred Sean Porter, so ain't no way he can't spar you.
I'm not good at blocking body shots, so I can't be sparring professional, because they target the body too easily. Y'all know how to play shots, man. They had me rolling around the floor in Top Rank the other day. Like, not the
Damn,
other day.
Who did? Oh, yeah, yeah, no, they, yeah. Yeah.
I know you like to talk about people having power, right?
Yeah.
Did you expect that I was going to be able to hurt him?
No, I didn't expect that fight. I expected a cool decision. I thought you was going, again, I've heard from big names out here, you know, trainers like, yo, Kenny can box, bro. Kenny can, so I'm thinking you about to outbox him completely. I thought he wasn't going to touch you. I thought it was going to be Hitchison.
Kenny, he ain't think you was finna add no seasoning to your chicken. He thought you was finna make some bland ass chicken.
No, because Hitchison's performance versus Bowser wasn't bland. Like, I love boxers over punches.
Bowser is, bro.
I know he not the same. I know he not the same
Kenny,
pressure.
Kenny, you gotta take Bowser out of it and just look at the way Richardson fought that fight. Like, Rich, like that, the way
composure.
He fought, his composure in that fight should be used.
Stamina, he brother, dude, barely
Bowser is ass.
Kenny, he still had the composure though. Rich,
no, that ain't nothing against Africa. Africa did his thing.
No, I'm saying probably, like,
but Bowser is ass, and he just ain't that. But that ain't nothing against Africa. Africa did his shit. He's sure. Sharp as shit. He's been looking good his last couple fights. He's been looking sharp.
I got more from the people. Rizzy RY says, who do you realistically think you can fight next? And I'm just going to add, when do you want to be back in the ring by?
No, I got to at least one more time before this year over.
Okay.
You got to before the year over. And like we were talking about earlier.
It's only the fifth month. Well, actually, we're going into the sixth. So you got six more months. So by when do you prefer? Because that was, you know, you want to rest, I'm sure. That was a pretty.
Yeah. Octoberish. I don't know.
Okay. Okay.
No vacation plan, Kenny? I know last time, would you be Hawaii?
Oh, you went to Hawaii?
Yeah, we went to Hawaii, yeah.
Which island?
To, we was in Honolulu.
Okay, I went there. Nice.
Yeah,
Nice. You flew from here, from Vegas?
Nah,
Chicago. They flew us to Minnesota, then we flew straight over there.
You should have left out of here, but you wouldn't have had no stops.
Yeah, I had to come home, though. See my baby.
Oh, okay.
Yo, so when you making the move to Vegas, because, I mean, Chicago cold, you know, the guys are, you know, brute.
You staying in the city?
Yeah.
Isn't it more expensive over there?
Yep, but I love Chicago, so it ain't happening.
Oh, wow.
I'm out there enough. It's cool.
Word.
I'm out there enough. I ain't trying to go nowhere. I might move to a suburb in Chicago, but I ain't trying to leave Chicago.
I got another one here from the people. Ruin the 504, New Orleans. He says, at what point do you realistically think you'll get a shot at that WBA title?
I mean, yeah, it all depends on Rolly and Ryan right now, I guess. If Rolly don't want to do the O'Hara Davies fight, and he just say fuck it, and fight Ryan without the belt, because it's still going to be a big fight, because it's Ryan, then I get it right there, and I go whoop O'Hara Davies' ass, and we'll get a strap. If not, then...
Would you be willing to travel across the pond for that?
Yeah, me and K
probably,
talk.
He probably going to have to, because that's boxer, and they throwing out money over there.
Yeah, me and K
talk.
They
got Clarissa to go over there.
I would. It'd be a good experience to go over there and beat him up over
there. You got to make sure before you go, Flick got his passport. So stop being lazy. You could do it through the mail, man. I seen his post. He wowing. Do it through the mail.
I've been telling Flick to get his passport for like 2 years.
Yeah, he playing. Oh, now, y'all got a girl, too. What's the girl name? He about to have to go over there.
Neeks.
Yeah, he need to get that shit taken care of, brother. Yeah, fight. Say again?
She fight June 10th.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, I got to ask you, because I know you seen Venado in camp out here.
Word.
Now, we was.
You sparred him?
Yeah, we did. Me and him did 12 rounds straight one day.
Champ.
I know you fucked him up.
Chan, I ain't gonna front. I walked in there one day. Bruh, they was kicking his ass. I mean,
It was bad, Kenny.
Everybody was kicking
bad.
His ass. I'm like...
You ever seen Oprah? Talking about you get a car? Bro, it was like, you get to beat his ass. You get to beat his ass. You 2-0, you get to beat his ass.
Bruh, he stopped.
You want some rounds? You gonna be, everybody was whooping
he
on him.
He stopped, literally stopped, was like, nah, 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 nah. And I hear K like, nah, nah, keep going. He like, nah, 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 nah. And I'm like, what the fuck, yo? I put mad money on Colin by decision. This motherfucker got
see, my man, he do sports betting too. And I told him, I said, put some money on Bernardo.
I wish you'd have told Danny that because... I told my
bro,
audience.
But the thing was,
I told my audience
I saw
that
him
was
spar.
One day. That was one day, and I understand you could look bad today and great tomorrow. So I told him I'm gambling. I'm making this bet off the one day I seen, and hoping that it was always like that. Because I ain't gonna put them out there. But some of the dudes he was sparring, they're not. You know what I mean? They just starting. So for them to do that, I'm like, holy shit, Colin about to put hands on this boy. That was not the case.
Nah, I don't know if y'all, like some of them days when he was sparring, K would like try to get him to, like, I don't know, switch up his thing, the, you know, the wild shit he do. So some days, like, he would get touched.
Yeah, he working on shit.
Yeah, he was working on stuff. And then one day, this was my fight week, actually, like 2 days before weigh-ins. So I'm in the gym all the time when I'm in Vegas because I don't got shit to do. I don't know nobody. So I just sit up in the gym all the time with K. And he sparred one day. He knocked somebody out. Like boom. And it was.
Bro, it's that awkward style, though. Like, I'm sure it's, I mean, you're much bigger than him, right? He's only 26.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you're not having a difficult time outside looking in, which I understand now.
Yeah, we was working. Like, I was kind of like his manager, Hector. Like, when we was in there, I was in there trying to, like, show him some stuff. So, because I'm bigger than him, so it ain't really.
So, obviously, I understand now after getting in the ring that it's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? But from the outside looking in, it looks like anybody who's technically sound should be able to clip this dude on the way coming in, because he's like, he's picking up water with buckets. Like, his uppercuts look like this. His hooks is wide. It's like nothing's traditional. So you figure someone in this going to catch, shoot. You going to get, if you going to stay tight on the inside. But, man, somehow this dude's getting it done with that awkward style.
Explosive. He explosive without all of that he does. It's explosive though, so it be catching them off guard. Cause outside looking in, it don't look as explosive as it is. Like, he do that shit kind of fast. Mm. Like, all them wild ass punches, he do that shit fast.
You been out here in Vegas, sorry dog. You been out here in Vegas a lot. Damn, but that's your team, so you probably won't. What you think about the fight, the potential fight, Robese and Lopez? If you can't answer, it's all good. I get it, because they both.
Yeah, I can't answer because that's my team. It's I can't answer because I don't know. Because obviously Robese is the technical, got all of that. But Robese don't no jab anyway, so.
He don't use his jab?
No.
He definitely loads up. He's not the traditional Cuban, that's for sure.
Ross Robese fight. He don't throw no jabs.
That's going to be a bomb. The
Dog Bay fight was the most he jabbed, but he throws all left hands. It's here, a load up, a round, but he don't throw no jabs.
Wanted your thoughts, and I mean, he just brought him up, so I guess it'll be kind of backwards, but Robese, obviously, wins the gold, turns pro, loses his pro debut. Now we got Andy Cruz, wins gold, turning pro against somebody we just saw Keyshawn Davis beat in a 10-round fight. Just want your thoughts, you know, because obviously
that's
not something we see every day.
I mean, that's what you expect, I guess. Especially, that's how Loma did. So. Loma did that, so they're trying to, especially because they trying to keep him attached to Keyshawn. So
definitely, that's why to keep
they
him
definitely
attached.
Trying to keep him attached to Keyshawn. But this, I feel like this is trying to one up Keyshawn. You going after his second to last opponent as your first?
Yeah.
Shit. Juan Carlos Burgos. Juan Carlos Burgos. First of all, ain't no slouch. Ain't nobody ever even stop him.
Nah.
So that's impressive.
Also, when you mentioned the Bud situation where he was yelling out things from ringside, how are you able to tune out, just you personally as a fighter, how are you able to tune out the voices, right? Because you got your corner, but then he in the stands, how are you able to tune certain things out and tune certain things in?
I don't know how to, like, I don't know how I do it, or tune it, but I hear my mom because she loud as hell. I just know her voice and she's loud as hell, but I don't really be paying attention to what she's saying. But anybody else, I don't really, like, if I know it's somebody's voice that know what they talking about, I can hear it.
Familiar voices that you hear in the gym pretty much.
Like, Elvis, Jared Hurd was there, and I remember him saying, he was like, double jab then in the right hand. And I did it, and all three of them landed. And, like, this fight, Bud, like, in the 11th round, at the end of the round, Bud was like, throw the loop in right hand. And I did it twice and knocked the shit out of him. So I can, like I can hear people's voice when I know them and I know they know what they're talking about.
Got you. Now, you mentioned how you have zero plans to leave Chicago. How important, or is it important to you to bring a fight home once you champ?
Yeah, I've been talking about that for a while. We don't got. I mean, shit. I'm the only one right now, as far as I mean. I guess Cabrera Giovanni, but
like I really. Though, right? I think he's living.
Yeah, he don't live here. But I like. He's from Chicago, but like I embody Chicago. Like Chicago is me. So it's important for me to try to get some boxing here because I ain't gonna lie. I went to the Chicago Golden Gloves when I was here before I started camping. It's like boxing here ain't, it's not doing nothing.
Why so do you maybe, think that, why do you think that is? You think it's just the other sports is
more yes, you know Chicago basketball. You already know Chicago like the basketball city. So, but I think maybe if people could see a big fight or bring their kids to a big fight, then. Like Vegas, that's probably why all the kids in Vegas fight because they always got big fights and they seen fights all the time.
Nah, that's true, especially like the amateurs. You right? I mean, shit, they just had a tournament out here with 1,000 kids show up.
Bro, and there was just another tournament yesterday. Gil's fighter just won yesterday.
Damn.
Kenny, I got one more from Jazz. Don't know where he's from, but how did you rate Akhmadov's power?
Oh,
I
mean, I
think you
kind of
said none, right?
Yeah, it wasn't really no. Of course, it ain't like pillows, but it ain't. I ain't feel like I ain't get hurt not one time, and if I ain't no shot, like give me like oh shit, it wasn't.
Those are all the questions from the people, and that's my last one. I appreciate you, champ. You got anything else, Danny?
Nah, champ. Appreciate you for the time, and hopefully.
Appreciate y'all. Please.
Yep. Hopefully we'll see you out here. I'm sure you'll be here for the Bud and Earl fight, right?
Word. You got to.
Hopefully.
What? Might be in camp. Might be in camp.
I mean, if I'm in camp, I'll be out there, so it don't matter either way.
Okay. Well, all right, champ. We'll get with you soon, regardless.
Appreciate all right, it. All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Kenny Sims Jr. We're going back out to these phone lines. It looks like we got Info Joe on the show.
Yo, 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 what's up, champ? How you doing, my brother?
Oh, what up, my guy?
What up, Danny? Hey, man, I just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, man. Wishing
appreciate
you peace and blessings, great health and wealth, man. Shout out to the boxing gods for blessing TBV, man. Hope you all your dreams and desires and aspirations come true, my brother. That's all I got. Peace.
Thank you, champ. Thank you. And looks like we got to get to these super chats. We last stopped off at Javier Capotillo. We got
Capicu, $5, that says, happy birthday, champ. We all know Heyman. We're at that one. Mike Likes TV, $5, says, Mexican OT is a rapper out of Texas that sounds like Kevin Gates. Check him out. He has good music. Yeah, he's once you said that, he's made it across my TikTok.
Mm.
He said also, Corridos Tumbados. Karma Serene.
He said Peso Plumos.
Pluma and Natal Cano. Karma Serene, $20, says, happy birthday, Ness, with the grandpa emoji.
Ha, shout out, Karma.
Julio Guzman, $2, says, happy birthday, buddy.
Shout out, Julio.
And then $5 from Doc says, what y'all think about Schofield and his daddy going all the way in on Keyshawn on that clip yesterday? Happy birthday, Ness. Many more, fam.
Yeah, I mean, look, man, I don't want to say they have the right because it's still the promotional barrier there, but they sound like they have an Andre contract. They sound like they can make a fight happen. And Keyshawn announced his fight, man. It is what it is.
Gerardo Morales, $2, says, happy C-Day, Ness. Shout out TBV, 100 emoji.
Hi, cuz.
Adrian Contreras, $10, says, Danny, hit the sound bites. Keep an eye. Damn, I didn't know you changed names and shit.
Adrian, I don't know that Danny knows that you're the same Adrian that's been trying to get your girl Chelsea on the show.
Yeah, he sent the super chat.
Did you book her?
Says I messaged him to see if she's available on said day and time that I said.
Yo, this is hideous.
Said, keep an eye out for my fight at Chelsea, about to step up the lightweight division. Yes, sir, we're going to have her on the show soon. Doc, $10 says, dog that called in to address the eaters was spot on. Dev needs to be at his best to beat Tank or Shakur, bro. 135 ain't his best. Ring walk. I won that 500. Haney parlay for 5.5 hands.
Bro, look at this hideous jacket. And I bet you people gonna buy that because it's a Moncler collab. Look at Danny talking about, yeah, it's nice.
It ain't, I mean.
Bro, look how, it like, look it at depends, behind him.
It depends
look at
how the, you wear it.
But
you
look at behind me? Him. It's like under his, like it's all the way.
Bro,
like
the worst a, thing
it's
in
like
Chicago.
You can fall backwards
no, let me tell
on
you, the
it.
Worst thing in Chicago, bro.
Chill,
is,
champ. Y'all
is,
getting away with this.
Bro,
shit.
It's so cold and it's just like smacking your backside. Now you protect it.
But that looks like you can just fall back and it's a, like a beanbag. You don't see under his bum, my man?
Bro, Jim, you could take a seat anywhere.
That's what I'm saying. It's so strange, bro. No, he said I mean, Rolly would wear that. I mean, Lisa said
yo,
that. Sorry.
It just depends how you style that, champ.
Nah,
that's,
bro, that's crazy.
$2, Jesus Cardenas says, Feliz cumpleaños, Ness.
Feliz
listening
cumpleaños.
Since 2015.
Damn. Shout out to you, Jesus.
JG Wentworth. $20 says, Kenneth Sims Jr., you made me a lot of dough a few weeks ago.
Shout out, Kenny.
See, Claudio $5 says, happy birthday blessings, Ness.
Thank you.
And then we got Zorro de la Vega, $2. Happy born day, Ness.
Shout out. I got Mac and Cheese, $5 Cash App says, happy born day, my guy. What? We on for your day. I ain't really doing much, man.
Ness actually
I
got surgery.
I know.
Ness has surgery
today. I
gotta
go to the dentist, man. I gotta go to the dentist today. It's just a regular day for me, man. I'm hoping I could get back from the dentist and actually still speak so that I can do some shows I had planned. You feel me? But Ness GTO, Instagram, and Twitter to get at me. Danny, where can they find you?
Greenwalk Danny, Instagram and Twitter.
Catch us on the next one.
Arrivederci.